now we move our lamp isn't lamp. We're really on a very limited path.
Rabbi, we've been learning for the past couple of weeks the dinim of Loshon Hara L'Toyeles. Loshon Hara L'Toyeles is pshat that providing I fulfill the seven conditions, then I'm allowed to speak Loshon Hara with a positive intention, providing all the conditions are met. One of the conditions is that I have to speak to the person himself and see whether or not I can influence him. I have to have a go. To try and tell it, I've got a mitzvah of hecher to chiyach zamisecho. I see that the person is speaking Loshon Hara or he's doing some other avera. Then before I start telling anybody else about him, which I mean l'toyeles, that they can have some influence over him. At the moment I'm speaking to him direct. Says the Chofetz Chaim. And what happens if I know for sure that he's not going to listen to me? What happens if either I have tried to speak to him and he's taken a notice, or he's not interested in listening to me, he doesn't want to know what it is that I've got to tell him. Yeah? Oh, so he says then it's kedai not to tell him, obviously. So then he says I can bypass condition number three, which is that you've got to be moichiach him first. Give him the first opportunity to repent and to put things right before anything else happens. Says the Chofetz Chaim that, so what do I do then? I go and I tell someone else. So I've decided that there's no point in speaking to him. Therefore, let's say I'm going to speak to his Rav. His Rav, yeah, and I'm going to tell the Rav the things that this person is getting up to, and that I can't rebuke him, and the Rav has to do something about it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that you don't only have to go to the Rav, you could even tell other people about it. If you fulfilled the seven conditions of Toyeles, so he says, for instance, so this person is swindling someone, yeah, he's doing something monetary which is hurting someone else, then you'd be allowed to go if you've fulfilled the condition of Toyeles, but you're skipping Hoichocho because I can't speak to him because he won't listen to me, then you can skip Hoichocho. And you can go direct to the person, the injured party, and say to him, do you realize that that person is doing an avla to you? In other words, in order that he can protect himself, in order that he can claim compensation, etc., etc., etc. But says the Chofetz Chaim, there's a tanai. There's a tanai there, because it's so easy for me to skip the toichocho by saying to myself, oh, he won't listen anyway. Because I don't really fancy speaking to him, and I don't really fancy talking to him, and I think I might get an adverse reaction. Therefore, I'd rather skip it. So therefore, ched mechain that, you know, I'm talking myself into believing that he won't take any notice anyway, therefore I can skip the toichocho. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if you're skipping the toichocho, and you're speaking the Loshon Hara L'Toyeles without doing the toichocho first, then when you tell somebody else, it's got to be in front of three people. Not privately. And Bleida will explain it tomorrow morning, but that's the rule. You skip the toichocha, you have to do it in front of three people. You can't speak privately to someone else when you're skipping the toichocha because you have decided that he's not going to listen. Bleida will explain it one bit more tomorrow.
Star Judah Tourway, Northwest London, Monday, Test Zion Tammuz, 22nd July. Rabbi Avron Hala Shlita. Kanoim Pogenberg. This week's tutorial is sponsored on the Tus Hashem La Chayolim Amel Kamo, Shachsul Votahem Shalom Bim Heiro.
Amen.
Okay. Good morning.
Morning.
Always a pleasure to be here. Okay. Today's topic is Kanoim Pogenberg. Kanoim Pogenberg. The Pasuk says in this expansion, last expansion, Hine ish, mibnei Yisroel, bo vayikrav alech chiv esam bilyonis, ve'ini Moshe, ve'ini kol adas bnei Yisroel, ve'ima boichim pesach o'il mo, ve'yar pinchos ben alozer ha'koyin, ve'yokom mitoy ha'edo, ve'yikach roimach biyodoy, ve'yovay acha ish Yisroel el akubo, ve'yitko eshneim es ish Yisroel v'si isha al kubosim. Comes out, there's an interesting concept that's brought down here in the parasha. That if someone lives with the Isha Nochris, a Goita, that if he does it, b'fehesher, means people know about it, the din is that Kanoyim Poygen, the Kanoin, Pinchas, was allowed to kill him and her. And that was his din. It's not called Ritzicha, it's called Kanoin Poyinbay. This, the Medrash brings down. After the story, when he comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he brings this Midyonis, Zeh Mutar Lecha, Zeh Asur Lecha, you married a Midyonis. So everybody was quiet, they didn't know what to answer. So Pinchas told Moshe Rabbeinu, Aloi Limadetanu Rabbeinu, Kishirodetu Abbe Har Sinai, when he came down from Har Sinai to bring the Torah, you told us the halacha of Kanoin Poyinbay. Said true, but it's halacha ve'in moirinkin. The din is kanoyim poigim poig. Kayano di igreso iu lahavi prevanka. The one who reads the letter, let him carry out what it says. So you brought up the halacha. Do as you please. Now this is an interesting halacha called kanoyim poigim poig. You let it kill people. There's a heta to kill the person who's boiled around us. Now. The truth of the matter is, it's brought down the Rambam. The Rambam says Befeish. In Hilchas Yisuri Bia, he says the following. Kol aboil goyim, ben derech chasnus, ben derech znus, whether he takes her as a wife, or it's a one-time affair, im bolo befahesyo, if he did it in a way that people know about it, rush yivol le'enei asorim yisrael le'yoysa, im pogu bo kanoyim vogu, arei elu mishubachim v'zwisni. It's a mila, it's a schus, it's a kovit for the person who kills him. This is halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. It says it nowhere in the Torah. Raya l'dovizeh, but you have a raya, is from the Maisa Pinchas B'Zim. So here we go. There's a special halacha called Kanoyim Poyim. And the Rambam brings down this different Tanoyim, we'll go through the Rambam, that has to be done b'fahesya, and only time you can do it is b'shas ma'is. The Rambam brings down later, he says b'fahesh, avoin zeh, this avira, of living with a goite, living with a non-Jew, zog the Rambam, avo pi shein by Mises Bezn, there's no oinish of Mises Bezn, al yeh kal beinecho, don't let it seem like nothing. It, in a certain sense, in a certain aspect, this is worse than all the other dinim of arayis. And the reason is as follows. Right? Shaben bin Erva benoihu, a child from an Erva, even if he's a mamza, but he's your child. He's a Jew, could be a mamza Talmud Chochem. V'afu pishu mamza, doesn't make a difference, he's Jewish. But a ben min agoya, einoi benoi. Shinema ki yosa is bincho mi acharai, meisei oisei mi yos acharai Hashem. He takes the child, he takes the zera of a Jew, and he makes him into a goy. Gefela, that's like, in a certain aspect, this is worse than all the arayas. Then he continues. This thing makes us connect with goyim, become part of the goyim. And it brings us to avodah zarah. Okay, that's the halacha. This is the din of kanoyim poyim. Akitza. Besides this halacha, the Gemara brings down in Sanhedrin. Besides this halacha of boil aramis, kanoyim poigim boi, the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings down in the Mishnah, there are three dinim where we say kanoyim poigim boi. One of them is boil aramis. Then there's one called a goyni fesakasva. Someone steals a kli from the Beis Hamikdash, right? And then the third one is Hamikalel as Hashem Bekoisim. Right? If someone is Mikal Hashem Bekoisim, that's also there's a thing called Kanoyim Poyim. Okay. Zog di Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin. This is Pi Aleph in the base. Zog di Gemara. My Kasper. What is this din of Kasper? Where does it say this in the Torah? Where does it come from? Omri of Yehuda Kli Shoris. It's the din of Kanoyim Poyim. If someone has the chutzpah to steal one of the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. This person has a din of Kanoim Poigavoy. V'cheinu Waima, it says in the Pasuk, V'es Kasius HaNesach. So you see, Kaspa means Kalim. V'hecha Remisa, where's the Raya for this in the Torah? So the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, in Parshas Bamidbar, V'liovo Lirois Kibales HaKadosh B'meisu. The Kohan, when the Levium come, they come to carry the Oren. It was the job of the Kohanim to put the Oren and the Kalim into a bag, into a tick. They have to do it before the Levium come, so the Levium, the Bnei Kohas, won't see the Kalim as they're being carried. They carried it in a bag, and that's it. So this is the pasuk that the Rem is for Kasva, stealing a Kasva. In other words, there must be some kind of remez here. For you, Lirus Kabbalas HaKadosh, in this pasuk lies a remez. Not only are the mitzvah that the Kohanim can, the Levium can't see the Kalim when they're being put in the bag, but here there's a remez not to steal Kalim from the Beis HaMikdash. That's what he wants to say. It's a remez. It's a remez. Okay, the Rambam brings this out in Hilchas Sanhedrin, it's brought in Halacha, HaGoyniv Kli Shoris Min HaMikdosh, or Mekale B'Koysim, Abba the Ramis, Ein Bezdin Nuskokot Mei. This is not a job of Bezdin to worry about. This is not a public problem. Elo HaKonoyim Poygim Behem, B'chol Shohogon Zoch. There's a special Halacha called Kanoyim Poygim Behem, and whoever is this Kanoy is Zoyche to great things like we see by Pinchas. Poshup shot in the Pasuk, when the Pasuk says, over here by Kasva, V'l'yiru kevale es ha-kodesh, el-achorva, that Pasuk is talking about something else entirely. That Pasuk is speaking about the Bnei Levi. The Bnei Levi shouldn't get an oynish. They shouldn't get an oynish for seeing the Kalim. Okay? That's the whole Pasuk. And el-achorva, there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim, there in Parshas Bamidbar, if this is called a lav or not. The chinuch, in his way of saying it, the chinuch says this lashon. When it comes to Parshas Bamidbar, he says the following word, lashon. The lecheshboneinu, according to our count, ain beparshas mitzvah. In Parshas Bamidbar, there are no mitzvahs. Now, it's interesting, he says the word lecheshboneinu, according to our account, there's no mitzvahs. But truth be told, it's a big machlekes. Big machlokes rishayim. Big machlokes rishayim. The Rambam, when he can say for mitzvahs, when he talks about it, he says the following. He says, which mitzvahs do you count in the Tariq mitzvahs? Right? He says, only mitzvahs, many different things, only mitzvahs that last forever, continue forever. The Moshe, a mitzvah that was only shayach for Dor HaMidbar, that's not part of the Tariq mitzvahs. And therefore comes out this mitzvah that the Levim are not allowed to look at the Kalim as they're being put into the bag. That was only Nogea Dor HaMidbar. So of course that doesn't count as a mitzvah. You're not going to count that as a mitzvah. Therefore comes out, this is not a lav in the Torah. And he says, don't make the mistake that the Bahag made. The Bahag did count this as a mitzvah. And of course, he's wrong. There's no such mitzvah of Vayiru ki yivalis ha-kodesh. There's no such mitzvah. The mitzvah is only in Nogea, in the Mishkan. It's only a temporary mitzvah. It doesn't count in Tariq mitzvahs. Number one. Number two, even though it says, remez l'goynif es ha-kisvo, there's a remez in the Torah, said the Rambam, a remez. A remez is a remez. That's all it is. It's not a mitzvah. It's not pshat in the posik. Avada pshat in the posik is what? It's a din. The Kohanim should put it in the bag before the Levim come. It was a temporary mitzvah. So this is only a remez, what the Gemara says. And number three, and Rabbi says that's enough to understand the mitzvah. He says, Mechlal, Eino gamke mechlal mechuyve misa b'dei shamayim, k'mo shabu b'tasef. It's not a misa b'dei shamayim. All it is kanoyim poigim. That's all it is. There's no chiv bezdin. There's no misa b'dei shamayim. Gunish, nothing. All there is a din of Kanoim Poikim. That's what Rambam says. In the Ramban, when he comes to argue with the Rambam, he says, what do you mean? Of course the Pahag is right. Of course we agree that mitzvahs that only temporary don't count in tariq mitzvahs. But this is not a temporary mitzvah. This is, applies forever. Because if someone steals from the mishkan, from the mikdash, not only the mishkan, even by the mikdash, there's a din. He's over the laugh. He's over the din of kanoim pogam boy. Isn't that good enough to make it a mitzvah, make it a laugh? Number one. Number two, he says, remes. You know how many things in the Torah are built on a remes? You're making light with a remes. What do you mean? So many halachas are built in a remes. What's wrong with a remes? A remes is part of the Torah too. And number three, he says, the Rambam himself is maiden. That Lu Yitzur, Bezdin would give him Yisa. He would be chayav Yisa in Bezdin. Then it would be a mitzvah. So he says, what did the Rambam want? He himself says, there's a din of kanoim pogam boy. No, if there's a din of kanoim pogam boy, so it comes out, it's more than misa b'dei shemayim. This is called misa b'dei odom. People have a right to kill them, so that's misa b'dei odom. So even the Rambam says, if you would get an oinish or misa b'dei odom, a vada would be a mitzvah. He says, what do you want? Kanoim pogam boy is more than misa b'dei shemayim. And therefore comes out, Zog the Ramban, Avada, the Bahag is right, and therefore we have to count this mitzvah as one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. All right. Yeah. Over here in the Megillas Esther, on Hilchas in Sefer Mitzvahs, he brings down all the tiniest Ramban, it's a bigger Riches, and he writes at the end the following. This, what the Ramban says, that this is called Misa Bed Yoram. He says, I don't really know. Well, I know what he means. It's only kanoim poigam boy. And according to my opinion, the Rambam holds, this is not called misa b'di odom. That's not a misa of Bezdin. Me'achang, you can't kill him stam. You can't take him to Bezdin. You can't kill him anytime you want. There are conditions to kill him. There's conditions. It has to be b'shas ma'isa. The only time we say kanoim poigam boy, if you catch him in the act. But later, there's no din, you're allowed to kill him. And number two, you have to do it before Hesia. Gam Boila Ramis. Gam, the case of Goinu Fezekaswa. So this is not Mises Bezdin. It's nothing. It's just the din of Kanoim Poigam, but leave it alone. Don't blow it up. And therefore he says, of course, the Rambam is right. Okay. So for here we have a two-sided machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Right? According to the Rambam, there's no such mitzvah called Lo Yiru Kivalis HaKadosh. Don't count it as a mitzvah. According to the Ramban, it definitely is a mitzvah, like the Bahag says. That's number one. Of course, there's one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, right? Except, and there's a Chiddush of Kanoim Poigam Boy. But the Rambam holds, there's no such law. Number one. And number two, the understanding, what does this mean? Kanoim Poigam Boy. What does that mean? Is it, Pshat is, it's a Mises Bezdin? The person deserves Misa? Or that's according to Ramban. And therefore Ramban says, if people have the right to kill him, that's the biggest Einish. And therefore, it's worse than Misa B'dei Shemayim. And therefore, this is an Einish that the person gets. And according to the Rambam, it says, leave me alone. It's not a Mises Bezdin, it's not a this, not a that. All it is Kanoim Poigam. Okay. Il-Lachara. How does one understand this Machlekes? Both in Boila Ramis and Goni Fezekasma. Il-Lachara like this. This thing of Kanoim Poigam, by What's the vote of Kanoim Poigam Boy? Is it for the Maisa Avera? Let's say someone is Mechalel Shabbos. You bring him to Bezdin, and he gets Misa, gets Skila. The Oynish is for the Maisa Avera. For the Chilul Shabbos, he gets an Oynish. Although the person eats Chazah, he gets an Oynish. It's called Malkus. By Boila Ramis, is it the Choyma Aveira of being Boila Ramis that's Machayiv him to get Misa? Is that the word? Or rather, there's a different aspect entirely to what's going on. And the Choritz as follows. One can say, that what's happening here is, that the person who's Boiler Amos, the person who's going to Fizikas, he's making such a Chilul Hashem, therefore, it's incumbent upon Kanoim, people who bother them, the Chilul Hashem, people who are incited by what's happening. And therefore, since it's so intolerable, they have to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim by killing the person. Kanoim Poyim.
Excuse me, is it not more under there just with the Eshes Ish than with the Shiksa? Is it more
Avada
than with
Eshes Ish? So that's what we said. Avada and Eshes Ish is Mochum. Eshes Ish get Misa in Bezdin. Now, the Rambam says, there's an element that's worse in Boilis Aramis in the fact that Zarei is never.
Has he done an Avada?
That's exactly what we're talking about. That's the point. You hit it the nail on the head. That's exactly the point. If the lumbus is that this is a lav in the Torah, like the Bahang and the Ramban say, so he's oivra the lav. This lav, the oinish of the lav, is kanoim poigimboy. Kanoim poigimboy is an element of misa b'diyada. It's not a bezin. True. It's not like Eishes Ish. But the Avera is that homer that is machayev and oinish of Kanoim Poyim.
What is worse, Mamzer or Goy?
Goy, Avada Goy is worse. That's what Rambam says.
A Goy can become a Matsuva.
Gunish, a Goy is a Goy. Do me a favor. A Goy is a Goy. Gersh is Gaia Kikotin Chanoiladon. A Goy is a Goy. At Kishafin, a Goy. He made a Goy.
But the Mamzer can't marry anybody where the Goy.
But a Mamzer Talmud Chochim is Odif Mikoyin Gorl Amoritz. It's even greater than Mifnai Lufnim. It's Yukori Mipnimim. God will be to come to Chel. It's even greater than Koin Godel Shenichlis Lufnai Lufnim. A Mamz is a Pekam in Yichis. But he himself could be a Tzadik Asorelu. But a Goy blight a Goy.
No, he could become a
Ger. He could do something. That's a Gershon. His guy could cut the Noilid on me. But he created a Goy.
New creation.
That's an Ayah Berry. Has nothing to do with his father. He's not Mesiachas Ofer. He's not related to his father. His father's not Mekayim Peruvim.
Again, within that, what's the problem? Is it the Maisa that he's doing, or is it the fact that he's creating a Goy?
There's two things. According to the Bahag, that's what I'm trying to say. According to the Bahag and the Ramban, that learned the Pshat is there's a love in the Torah. That means being over on this lav is such a homadig lav that it's mechayev din oynish of kanoim poigimboy. Kanoim poigimboy gizib is oynish. That the Ramban says that's an oynish b'diyodom. Kal v'choymeh, it's more than misa b'di shamayim. But according to the Rambam, it's no. It's trying to say no. The Rambam seems to learn pshat. It's not the maisa avera. It's not the chil shabbos like chil shabbos. It's the Chil Hashem. The guy's Mizdabek and a Goy. He's made for Brisav Rabbi. He's giving his Zerah to a Goy. It's like, Eimach HaChil Hashem Gorl Mizud. It's the greatest Chil Hashem. A Goy if it's a Kasper, someone steals Kalim from the base of Migdash, is a Chil Hashem. The Mede comes out. How do you correct that Chil Hashem? Kanoim Poigamboy. That's how you Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. But the issue we're talking about is not the Maisa of it. It's the effect of the Avera, the Chil Hashem Sheboy. Mele Chil Hashem, Avada is the need for correction. Therefore, there's a din, Kanoim Poigimboy. So, this is the issue. We have two facet machloikas between the Rambam and the Ramban and the Bahag. This halach of Kanoim Poigimboy, is that a din in Oynish? Ilachara, it depends. If it's a lav in the Torah says not to do it, and you get an Oynish. So, according to the Bahag, and the Ramban, that learned the Pshat, this is a lav. So then you understand, well, what is an oynish? You're over on what it says in the Torah. But according to the Rambam, it says there is no such lav. There is no such a posik that says beferish that a bala akum is chayv misa. Ain't the fuck, there's no such thing. For the Rambam is mashma. The Rambam is mashma that the problem here is elem tefchil Hashem. And how you misak in the chil Hashem? By kanoim poigim. by people who make Kaddish Shem Shemayim.
According to the Ramban, what's the love?
What the Gemara says. Exactly the thing what the Gemara says. The Pasuk in Bamidbar. The Pasuk says in Bamidbar. No. It's like this. Mm-hmm. Which one? By Balaramis?
Balaramis, what's the love?
It's a different love. It says, you eat the Bochan of Acharav. Like Ram brings down the posik that it says, Roshim Yachrei, brings down the posik, your children turn, Kiosis bin Chom Yachrei, Mesilios Mesha. Okay, that's that. Interesting, very interesting. In here in the Loch of Dalit that we brought before, there's a Ravid. The Ravid says the Ram. Look, the Ravid is massing on the Rambam. The Ram said a Loshin. That im pogu ba kanoyim v'hogu harelim shubochem v'zuizim, this kanoy that kills this boiler ramis is ashrelei v'ashrei chelkei. Naya Pinchas, so derive it. I know what he's talking about. V'med v'amamurim shehisru bay. When is kanoyim kanoyim pogim by your milo? If he tells the guy, stop what you're doing something wrong, right? V'le pirish, and he decides no. Avol b'chein. If he didn't get masro, right? How can you call him a mishubach? What does he want? You know what I mean? Zogde magen mishnah. I don't know what he needs asro. If he's amazed, he doesn't need asro. What does he need asro for? That's what it's v'yirali. Shemash om gabi zimri shoy loy lifresh lepirish gasro. He is a musravoyim. But according to what we're saying, was very good. If you learn like the Baha. And the Ramban, that this is a law in the Torah. The Torah says, don't do this. And if you do it, you get an oinish of kanoim poigim boy. So derive it. It's not different than any other affair in the Torah. Before you give a person an oinish, you have to give him asro. So by kanoim poigim boy, before you give him the oinish, you have to give him asro. And if you don't give him asro, that's called mishubachim. That's called people that are worthy of praise. Mapto. How do you kill someone without giving asro? Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, that we learn that the lombus is a getter from Chil Hashem. The kanoim poigim boy comes from Chil Hashem. For Chil Hashem, you don't have to give a sro. The fact that he's making a Chil Hashem, b'meizid, he knows what he's doing. Avares, din a kanoim poigim boy. So, that's what comes out. That comes out from this machlekes over here. Right. There's an interesting Rupkivega. Here's a Rupkivega. They want to say you say it like this. We know the Gemara brings down Ksubis in many places. There's a din called Komnei bin Rabbi Minei. Lamosh. Ruvain kills Shimon. He takes a knife, sticks it in his back, and he kills him. Besides the Misa that he's going to get for killing another Yid, does he have to pay for the suit? He ripped the suit. The Yorshim Tainu, we want our money back. You're a Mazi. What? That's what you say. The Yorshim don't say that. The Yorshim don't say that. No. What did Bezin say to these Yorshim? So the din is the Torah. Onish, right? Then we say, Kom Nei Ben Rabbi Nei. You can't give a person two Onish. You can't give a person two Onish. And therefore comes out, if someone, when he's Mechal Shabbos, he shoots an arrow, Dalan Amos, which is an act of Dalan Amos shoots a rabbin, and he Koresh Arayim b'emsa, he rips someone's laundry on the way. He doesn't have to pay for the hezek because you only get one einish, not two. A person gets one einish, you can't give him two einish. Zogrup kivega, according to this, so comes out. Let's say when a person is a boil Arams, let's say a person is a going if it's a kasva. What happens if Bishas Maisa, when he's doing this thing, he also did another chiyuv, he's a mazik? Zok b'kivega, avad is potter, avad is a dinner, call me rabbi name. That's what Kivega said. B'kivega's sheet is interesting, very interesting. That is nothing, you know, the Gemara says you don't have to get Misa. But B'kivega goes so right to say that even by misasik, if a person doesn't realize what he's doing, he thinks something is tolish, he thinks something is disconnected from the ground. And he picks it up, and he really was mechuba to the ground. So which is misasig. You don't get an oinish. Since he did a vera of Chilul Shabbos, the din is, you say, come they merabbinik, you can't give him being chayvim for mazik. That's what we give you. So, kivega, if over here the guy gets an oinish, the person gets an oinish, of kanoim poigim boy, avada his potter, b'shas ma'isim kol merabbinik. Is be'etzim, according to what we're saying, zelo pashut, it's not so simple. If you learn like the Ramban, the Baha, the Ravid, that the reason why this Kanoim Poigenboy is a result of the Avera, it's only Shan the Avera, then Reb Kiva is 100% right. Then Reb Kiva is right. He can't give a person two ancient. But if the, what we're saying in the Rambam is mashman not like that. According to the Rambam, there's no such mitzvah. There's no such oinish called giving a mitzvah. But Kanoim Poigenboy is correct to Chil Hashem. Therefore comes out, what shaykh come they brahmane? What shaykh he can't give a person? Two einshim. There's no two einshim, there's only one einish. There's not an einish, there's just a correction of Chil Hashem. Therefore comes out, the chorik comes out, this from Kivega is very good according to the Ravid, the Bahag, and the Ramban. But according to the Rambam, it doesn't make sense. I found another interesting thing, and that's as follows. There's an Amuki Yosef in Sanhedrin. Amuki Yosef in Sanhedrin. Wants to say a chiddush. You brought down before. Eishes ish, correct? This person's boiled eishes ish. Let's say Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, you better be boiled this eishes ish or I'll blow your brains out. Avada de din is Yohorg Vayavo. Gimel Averis. There's a din of Yohorg Vayavo. Zoktinim ki Yosef. What happens if a goita goes over to a Jew and says, you better be boiled me or I'll blow your brains out? What's the din? Zog din buki yosef. What's the shayla? You see that there's a din of kanoim poigenboy, right? You see that it's such a chomer the guy vera. You see the pshat is the guy is a chiv misa, even bedi yodom, which is worse than other arayas. Nu, if the Torah was so machme by boil aramis, avada there's a din of yorg vayavo. It's no different than all the other arayas. And therefore, avada the din is yorg vayavo. That's what it says. That's the chiddush. And therefore, Zogt, Yosef Aloch Lamaisa Dova Poshit, that if Goita comes over to a Jew and says, be boiled me, or else I'll kill you, Zogt Emuk Yosef, Gorog Vayav. Esther's a different story. Esther's Karka Oilam. Esther didn't have a choice. They can be boiled whether she likes it or not. See? There's no right from Esther. But for ish, for a person to be zocher to be boiled a goita, avada the din is what yohorg v'yav. In the chayra, according to what we're saying, it makes sense according to Ramban, the Bahag, and the Ravid, that it's a chomer averit. The avera of boil a ram is so chomer. It has a chomer like a rise. So you can put it in the parish of a rise. But according to the Ramban, that's only a din of what Chil Hashem. What shaykhs does it have? What arayas? There's no shaykhs. And it comes out, this din of the Muki Yosef is only the Shitas, Ramban, Bahag, and the Raiva. But according to the Rambam, it wouldn't hold water. Thank you so much.
Normally, Dershus, when I start to the Shaykh, normally they go up as Dershus, so. The back of the learning, it's normally associated, so they just migrate to a corner here.